Transceiver search. All right, time to get real. Looking at the chart above, we can see our chances of survival drop drastically at the 15-minute mark. We typically have 10 minutes to save someone. Take a second for that to sink in. 10 minutes to complete our transceiver search, probing, and shoveling. Now, how dialed do you think we need to be with our equipment for this to happen? Unfortunately, after taking a 2-day avalanche course, you're not going to be a pro. You need to continue to practice all of the time. As professionals, we practice regularly. You never hit a point where you say, good enough. You need to have this so ingrained in your head that you don't even have to think about it. It becomes a reflex. As we can see by the photo above, the main cause of avalanche fatalities is asphyxiation, simply running out of oxygen. That is the clock we are working against out there. Every situation is different, and sometimes people get lucky and have a larger air pocket, but more times than not, we're looking at a 10-minute window. Our signal search. So this is the first phase of our transceiver search, and it's called our signal search. We start at the top of the debris field or at the last seen point. We want to get as close as we can with our sleds and then do the search on foot. Remember, our sleds running will interfere with our transceiver, and it's not efficient to try to sled and do a transceiver search. In this search phase, our transceiver does not have a signal. We're going to cover the debris field in the pattern shown below until we pick up a signal on our transceiver. My transceiver is telling me to zigzag because it does not have a signal in the photo above. So we can see with our single searcher, we're going to zigzag with 40 meter spacing. And with multiple searchers, we can space out and walk a straight line. If you have multiple searchers and a large debris field, spread out 40 meters from each other and walk straight down. Once you get a signal, send the most experienced person with their transceivers while the others get their probes and shovels ready. Remember, while we're doing our signal search, we want to be looking around for surface clues. Is there a glove? Pick it up and put it back if there's nothing attached to it. Course search. As soon as our transceiver picks up a signal, we're into our course search. Depending on the range of our transceivers, this could be 40 to 70 meters away. In the signal and course search, we are hustling. We want to move quickly while allowing our transceiver to give us an accurate reading. A number will show up on our screen indicating how far away they are in meters, as well as an arrow. We want to make sure our arrow is straight on our screen. If it's curved, we simply need to change our direction until it is straight and then head that way. Remember that we're following a flux line, so we will need to adjust and trust our direction as we move through the course search. 10 meter check. Alright, so up until this point, we are full on hustling. As soon as we hit 10 meters, we want to stop, really line our arrow up, and start to slow down. We want to be accurate and precise in the next phase of our search. Find search. Once we are within 3 meters, we enter into our find search. We want to slow down and do a good job with our find search. If we rush through this part, it is going to end up taking us a long time to probe. Keep your body square to the transceiver and continue to approach the area the way your transceiver led you in. Lower the transceiver to knee height or to the surface of the snow. Make sure you choose a height and stick with it for the entire find search. Most transceivers lose the arrow once you enter find search. Pay close attention to the numbers and complete the grid pattern shown below. We're going to step forward, keeping our transceiver in the same orientation, this is really important, until our numbers start to go up. Then we're going to step back to our lowest number and repeat this on the sides. Take a step to the left. If the number decreases, keep going. If it increases, move to the right. Once we complete our find search, we can put something, not a glove, to mark the spot or an X in the snow at our lowest point. Our lowest number is how deep they are buried. If our lowest number is 0.5, then they're roughly 50 centimeters deep. Now it's time to start probing. Store your transceiver in a jacket or pant pocket to keep it safe while you are probing. The airplane approach. We can think of our transceiver search as an airplane approaching the runway. As they get closer and closer to the landing, they slow down and start to get low. Check out the video below for an example of a full search.